All right. So let's get into it. It is now 11 minutes past 7, so the appropriate time for me to turn my attention to our first guest in the lead. Placing doctors for their community service is very important in terms of the way that it is timed, scheduled, and communicated, insofar as it's necessary for people to plan where I'm going to be stationed. In many respects, the community service is served in places that are very far flung. Dr. Tipile Ntsadi, excuse me, the chairperson of the Junior Doctors Association, joins me to help us understand the frustrations they've had in that regard.
Breakfast with Refilwe Mulato
on Cape Talk.
Good morning, Doctor. Thank you so much for joining us on Breakfast with Refilwe. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Refilwe, and good morning to your listeners. I am feeling good. Well, not so good, but, you know.
Frustrated, I imagine. Yeah.
Yes, okay. Very frustrated.
Take me to the start here. You know, I spotted this on Thursday. It happened to be one of your colleagues that shared this media sort of media and departmental alert saying, guys, you've got until December 3rd. It seemed like a short deadline. What is it that we are looking for?
Okay, so every year the Department of Health has the responsibility to place interns and community service doctors. The deadline that the Department of Health has given itself is that of the 31st of October every year. Currently, they have only placed the interns and have, at the moment, not placed the community service doctors.
I see.
Although the deadline of the 3rd of December, which was set by the affected interns, might seem like short notice, it is by no means short notice.
Well after October, yeah.
Yeah. Furthermore, we have been dealing with this issue of delayed placements of doctors for many years now. Personally, for me, I've been doing this for 3 years, and we've been seeing this coming, and we've been warning the Department of Health, and it doesn't seem like they have been taking our warnings very seriously. And for me, this to me does not come as a surprise at this point, and I'm very frustrated because, you know, I could see this coming, but we could see this coming, but, you know, it seems like they thought we were just crying wolf.
And one of the things that you highlight, or that was highlighted in that media statement for release, is, of course, the extra pressure that has been put by the COVID-19 pandemic, right? So there's this increased demand on you guys. But just help me understand a little bit. So the community services who's not been placed, interns have been placed.
Yes. So those who are going to be...
Yeah.
So those who are going to be doing internship next year have been placed.
Okay.
So at least that's one less problem to worry about. But now it's just the community service. Those who are second year interns now going into community service next year that are not placed.
I see. And what percentage would you say of the contingent, how big is this group?
So there's 2,252 applicants for community service. That are waiting for placement, yeah.
And they are all, now that the department missed the deadline, the threat that I saw in the statement was that we will not, the current second year intern medical practitioners across the entirety of the country will not serve the public health care system in their capacity as doctors until placements are released?
Yes.
So what do they do in the meantime in terms of, I mean, does this not affect their qualification, their earning capacity? Do they get absorbed into private sector?
No, that's the unfortunate part. A community service is a statutory post, which means that, you know, you have to go through it in order to be recognized by the Health Professionals Council of South Africa as an independent doctor. Without that, you cannot work in private. You cannot work in any other health-related sector in South Africa or internationally. So, which means that without them having community service posts, they are stuck. There's nothing they can do. They cannot take care of themselves. They cannot take care of their families. They cannot pay for debit orders for cars, houses, school fees. You know,
it's
you name
a,
it.
It's not a very strong negotiating position then, hey?
They're just stuck. There's nothing. All they can do, and it's very frustrating. And for us as well, it's just, you know, be plead with the Department of Health.
And my understanding is that some, I find it interesting that you say they can't work internationally. My understanding is that some have just sort of opted to be, you know, absorbed overseas, no? Aren't we in high demand?
We are, but according to my understanding, you still need to be fully qualified with the Health Professional Council of South Africa to work internationally. But I stand to be corrected.
Okay. So what's next?
What's next? We continue to apply pressure on the Department of Health. We are strongly considering legal options at this point. But, you know, we are very much waiting on the South African, well, we work with the South African Medical Association and they will be the ones giving us guidance. But we're strongly pushing for legal action about this because it's been about time.
So no response from the department at all, right?
No.
It's quite a bit of audacity, that.
In South Africa, if you know.
Okay, please keep us posted. 2,252 doctors cannot suddenly just disappear from the system. And of course, yep. They need to look after themselves. You've worked so hard to get to this point.
Yes.
Our country owes it to you to get this right. And we'll also pressure the department and try and get some answers from Minister Joe Phaahla, of course. Dr. Thabile Tladi, Chairperson of the Junior Doctors Association of South Africa.